This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. What are the side effects? Many people are asking, what side effects have you felt? Well, to be honest with you, my brothers and sisters, let me introduce this topic. I put out a video explaining the difference between the traditional vaccines and the new generation of vaccines and how they work and what I studied, what I then decided to do for myself. I didn't encourage or discourage anyone, but I explained clearly the differences. So people should not say that I encouraged a specific vaccine or I didn't. Okay? But myself, I took one, and if anyone wants to take one, consider what I've said. And consider the fact that perhaps the older generation is safer. I'm not saying the new one is not, but perhaps you need to look into it. I've done my studies, and to be honest, I leave that for the professionals. But one thing that I've realized, thousands of people have benefited from that video. Thousands. I've had messages from scholars tell me, Subhanallah, you fulfilled the fardu kifaya upon us, which means it was a duty upon us. You fulfilled it. That's their opinion. I mean, that's what they have to say. And I've had people who've really thanked me and, you know, for the explanation and what you did and why you did it and so on. We've really benefited from it. And alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. And then you have 1% of people, or maybe 2-3% of people, who have something negative to say. So the one question that definitely came about was the side effects. I want to tell you, yes, there are side effects. We need to be honest and speak about them. Do you know what they are? Point number one, the gossip. The gossip is a side effect I picked up almost instantly. People just cannot mind their own business. I took the vaccine and the effects of it is felt by the others. Imagine how, what type of a vaccine this is. I'm sure there is a great conspiracy that if you take the vaccine, everybody around you has side effects, subhanAllah, but you don't. Amazing. So the gossip, you know, the words that people are using, the type of swipes they have, you know, the type of things they actually believe. To me, that's a side effect that's actually devastating. The fake news out there and the Muslims who actually look into it, and not only Muslims, anyone else who looks into it and says, wow, it's so true. But that guy is an actor, or he doesn't even know what he's saying. He's not a professional in the field. He hasn't interpreted, or he's just lying to you to create that opposition to whatever's going on, or to create a tale, a story. You know, so be careful who you believe. The internet out there is a lot of false news, a lot of it. So much that it's unbelievable. And we don't know how to process the news. Leave it to the experts. You need to know someone personally, your GP or someone you know personally. Talk to them personally and let them look into the pros and cons of things and explain to you to do or not to do. And nobody's forcing you. Nobody's forcing you. So, but it's good to know in case a day comes when you are told you have to have the vaccine. For example, those planning to go for Hajj and Umrah, it is said that there is legislation being put into place. And we will cross the bridge when we get there. That would ensure that those who are coming needed to be vaccinated. So Allah knows, when we get to that, we will cross the bridge. For now, I cannot confirm that news, but I can tell you that there will be more than just that, more than those who have perhaps asked you to have a vaccination. So what are you going to do? What type of a vaccine would you like to go for? And that doesn't mean you don't take precautions and you don't wear your mask and, you know, you just lower your guard and so on. You could still get it perhaps. So my brothers and sisters, that is one of the biggest side effects I noticed. You know, people, their gossip, their slander, sometimes their stupidity, and sometimes the way they comment, they're readily believing false news and they don't want to believe that which is coming from the experts. I mean, one of the stupidest things I've heard is, you know, there's fetuses in here, and there is, you know, they throw in X, Y, and Z. I don't even want to say what else, with haram content and whatever, whatever. What are you talking about? Have you spoken to those who have made it? Have you spoken to Muslims involved in the trials perhaps, or even involved in the makeup of that vaccination? SubhanAllah. May Allah grant us ease. So that was a big side effect. I noticed intelligent people say things that are so unintelligent. And I was thinking to myself, imagine, it's the first injection in the world where one person has it and the side effects with everybody else or with others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. You probably were expecting me to say headache and, you know, dizziness and lack of sleep. I've been sleeping better than before. Subhanallah, I've been eating well. I've had no pains, no headaches, no dizziness, no spells, no nothing, subhanallah. If anything, I feel so much better by the will and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to me, it's only a part of taking permissible precautions and that's it. And there are so many other things that I could tell you where we've taken precautions. And then you get another side effect where there are people who take their time and they want to do what's called academic refutations when there is absolutely nothing academic about the refutation. Nothing at all. And they've lost the point and missed the entire point, lost the plot. Subhanallah. Relax. It's like I said earlier, I don't give a damn. And to be honest with you, I really don't. Because when you know what you're doing, you do whatever you feel is right. Just because you're a popular person, people will always talk. I mean, if you did something because you're known and because people look up to you, all they're doing by their refutations is confirming that you're a leader. That's all. Even if they disagreed completely, the fact that they needed to write about you, the fact that they needed to put pen on paper or needed to make a video or an audio already proves you're a very, very important person. So look at the last bit and don't look at the first bit. You know what? If Allah's propelled you to a position of importance, to a position where people look up to you, thank Allah. And don't fall for it. I am not even bothered by what is being said. If it doesn't come from a truly intellectual source based on what Allah has taught us and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam have taught us, then why should I even bother about others? So my brothers and sisters, that's a side effect. I thought I'd like to talk about the side effects. Everybody's asking me. Here it is. Please mind your business. Please make sure that you... Let me add this. Please make sure that you drink a bit of water, mashallah, tabarakallah, and mind your business. La ilaha illallah. Another thing is, if you would like to take a vaccine, and like I said, I'm not encouraging or discouraging, it's your decision. Please make sure you know what you're doing, you know which vaccine you're going for, you know why you're doing it, and so on. Subhanallah. And there goes. Make dua for everyone. It's not funny. People are losing lives. So many. Every day, people are losing lives. Trust me, if it's happened within your family, your loved ones, then you know what I'm talking about. Just this morning, I spoke to someone who told me that my mother's had COVID for the second time. And it's really bad and we're making dua. And I wish that I could have got her the vaccine, even though we don't rely on the vaccine. We rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's like taking medication, paracetamol. You have a headache. You're going to take paracetamol made by the same company. And subhanallah, you're going to still make dua to Allah to grant you shifa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ease. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.